USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The outbreak of COVID-19 in Xinjiang, Kashgar, China is growing per official data from the Chinese Communist government. The local area had activated a first-level emergency response that would never be allowed in a free country. Mr. Li, a Rumqi resident who was on a business trip to Kashgar, recently told American media that when he arrived in Kashgar on October 22nd, he and more than 40 people on the same plane were immediately taken to a quarantine site. The doors of their hotels were unsealed by authorities and were being fed unknown drugs. Similar complaints are coming out of the region. A woman tourist visiting Xinjiang complained on her Weibo social media account that she received a negative test for the virus, then was tricked by local authorities into traveling to a quarantine center where she was forced into quarantine, having her identity card seized. On October 29th, all of her content posted to Weibo about the quarantine had been deleted. Daylight savings time has now officially ended. You make sure to check your clocks throughout the house. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
One issue that has not been discussed very often on the campaign trail is the cost of child care. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Kerry Kroenke of Care.com tells us their survey of over 2,000 parents revealed those who pay for child care indicated it was a big enough issue that it would determine which candidate would get their vote.
Well, we found that 89% of our respondents said that child care policy will influence how they vote. We really feel like COVID and the pandemic has really shown a light on how critical child care is to getting people back to work and making the economy run. And we're seeing that 40% of people said that it was very important to have a strong child care policy, which is up from closer to 30% prior to the pandemic.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Daylight savings time has officially ended. Be sure to check your clocks around the house, especially those not tied to the internet. Arizona and Hawaii do not do the daylight savings time. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
NASCAR returns to Martinsville Sunday. Danny Hemlin tells us what it's like to be at Martinsville.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you that we've not been as strong on the short tracks this year as what we were last year. I think we finished in the top five in every short track last year. I mean, I'm confident we've run strong at times, but other times we've not. Like earlier in Martinsville was a very shock for us. Well, it wasn't a shock because I got an email an hour before the race saying essentially we were going to be terrible because our data was wrong. I think that, you know, we really adapt well as a team and we handle the information that we get really well. So I think, certainly, I'm optimistic and not going to look at the spring and say, oh, man, we were awful there. What have we done to change that? Like, I've got smart enough people working within our team that I'm pretty confident that we can go there and contend for a win, and that race essentially never happened. So it's so hard to draw parallels between previous success or failures to current results. It's so hard to do it, especially in our sport now.
Daylight savings time ends this weekend, so set your clock back 1 hour Sunday morning, technically at 2 a.m., or fall back before bed Saturday night. High-tech devices like our phones should reset the time automatically. Just don't forget that clock on the stove or in your car. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.